Yeah, I guess he ain't in, Mr. Templeton.
Apparently not, however.
Hello.
Ooh. That's a tuba player?
Good evening. I'm Simon Templer. This is Louis.
I'm the Queen of Transylvania. But don't let that bother you.
Oh, well, may we come in?
Of course. The king is out of town.
Now, there's only one trouble about being the Queen of Transylvania.
What's that?
There is no such place as Transylvania.
You're right. But I didn't want to frighten you outside.
Or upset the neighbors with your gun?
I always worry about the neighbors.
And now that you have your gun pointing at me, what am I supposed to worry about?
A good explanation of why you're looking for Theodore.
Why does that concern you?
I don't think I like people who go around looking for Theodore.
Maybe they can't help it. It's a neurosis or something.
Yeah, I might want to offer Theodore a job.
Doing what?
Well, playing the tuba in an orchestra.
And I'm the Queen of Transylvania. You'll have to do better than that, Mr. Templer.
Hey, the car. Unless I'm guessing badly, the number of people you dislike is shortly going to be increased.
I don't...
That car which just stopped outside may be bringing more seekers for Theodore.
Don't move, please.
See anything interesting through that window?
The car just stopped, Ned. Somebody's getting in. Both of you stay where you are. And don't try to follow me.
Hey, look at it. Well, right out the back door. That's not polite.
No point in following her.
Yeah, I'd rather find her than Theodore.
There must be another room. That door.
You still think maybe Theodore is here?
I don't know. This is the bedroom. And...
Well. Well, you found Theodore?
On the bed, Louis. Lying on a lovely white sheet.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's been shot full of holes. Mm. Don't look good on him.
No, he's dead. Thoroughly dead, but... That's not Theodore.
The doorbell.
Undoubtedly Mr. Stanley and his friends, however.
Mr. Templer, this is no time to pick a corpse's pocket.
Mr. Wallet. Yeah. All right, come on. We may still make it if they haven't put anyone on the back door.
And if they have?
Let's not cross any bridges until they collapse under it, huh?
Something with what you just said.
Clear out here. Fire stairs, yeah.
Yeah, I know. No bridges.
We ought to be able to make it out of the building.
You know something? This is one time I would like to run into a cop who'll ask me where's the fire.
There's a more important question, Louis. Where is Theodore?
Look, Mr. Templeton, we had enough escapes for tonight?
I don't know. Louis, the corpse back in Theodore's apartment was a man named Max Carter.
Oh, that's why you swiped his wallet. There wasn't nobody around to introduce him to
us. Yeah, that's right.
Does that wallet also tell you why he was murdered?
No. Therefore...
Yeah?
Suppose we stop at the nearest drugstore.
Mr. Temple, I couldn't eat a thing.
That's not what we need a drugstore for. Now, look, there's one up ahead, Louis.
Okay. Hey, no, Mr. Temple. Wouldn't you have thought that whoever killed that Carter guy could have been smart enough at least to swipe the wallet so that the body wouldn't have been immediately identified?
No, I suspect it was very important to the killer that the body be identified, and quickly.
I will say aha.
Uh-huh.
Aha. Uh-huh. This makes me sound smart, like I understood what you said. So now I can be a dope again. We're in the drugstore, now what?
So we find a phone booth. Here, this one.
Yeah.
And we make a phone call.
Well, if you'd have had a chance at least to get a phone number, I would know who you were phoning. But you didn't. So who you phoning?
The police. Louis, I've got to find out who Max Carter
Lieutenant
is.
Lieutenant Archer here.
Oh, Lieutenant, Simon Templer.
The lieutenant just left for the upper Amazon. Good night.
Well, what's the matter with the lower Amazon?
Too low. Simon, what can I do for you?
Who is Max Carter?
Crook, drug addict, blackmailer. A wholesome little character.
I see. Suppose he was found murdered.
I'd give three cheers.
And after that, you'd suspect whom?
Killing Carter? Thousands of people. But the first guy I try to get in touch with would be a little tuba player named Theodore Coogan.
Theodore Coogan? Why, Lieutenant?
Well, Coogan was engaged to a girl named Wendy Breen. Very much in love with her. She committed suicide.
Because of Carter, huh?
Yep. So, unless Theodore had an ironclad alibi...
Lieutenant, not ironclad. That went out with the bustle.
Simon, why are you interested?
In the bustle?
No, in Carter.
Well, maybe he has a bustle. Goodbye, Lieutenant. That's interesting.
What is?
Louis, I am about to ruin an old proverb.
Oh, Mr. Templer, be careful.
It's sometimes necessary to pay the piper, true. But then it may also be necessary to prevent him from piping.
Let's get back to the cab.
Did the lieutenant mention why he would suspect Theodore?
Yes, Carter was the reason for a suicide of a girl named Wendy Breen. Theodore was going to marry her.
Oh, that's plenty motive.
Yeah.
Okay, the cab. Well, where to?
Oh, twice around the park.
What? Mr. Templer, you're not the man you used to be.
Don't be silly, Louis. The Queen of Transylvania has joined us.
Uh-huh. I've been following you two.
Well, we're flattered.
When you stopped, I paid off my cab and decided to use yours.
Oh, cozier?
Cheaper. Mr. Templer, why were you looking for Theodore?
I wasn't. Not in his apartment, at any rate.
What were you looking for?
You know that as well as I do.
You'd better tell me, anyway.
You know, you really should have words with your dressmaker. Your revolver's showing again. Besides, do I really have to tell you? You were in the bedroom.
No, I didn't have a chance to look. I mean, go on, start the car.
I start, Mr. Temple?
You start, Louis. Now, suppose you tell me what you were looking for.
I'm the one who has the gun. I don't have to answer any questions.
Not mine, perhaps. The police, however, will be ruder and more insistent.
The police?
Excuse me for interrupting, Mr. Templer, but we are being followed.
Oh, by someone else beside the Queen here? Must make quite a procession. Louis, can you get any more speed out of this cab?
Oh, well, there's a car right in front of me, going slow.
Then you might try passing it.
Okay. Hey, he's swinging over right in front of the... You like that?
Oh, Mr. Stanley is thorough. One car in front of us, one behind. Hey, we're boxed in.
Good evening, Mr. Templer.
Louis will sue you, Mr. Stanley. He's very touchy around the fenders.
Oh, indeed. Well, and can that be my beautiful Mona?
I've got a gun.
Half a dozen of my boys surrounding the cab, and you better let me have that gun. Thank you. Now then, we'll all join me in my car. I think you'll find it more comfortable.
Yeah, but I like it here. Besides, your car is black. It reminds me of a funeral.
You know, that's a very interesting comment, because that may be precisely where all of you are going.
Casino, huh? Beginning to feel like my little home away from home.
Well, I'm so glad. The back way, boys.
Come on, come on.
You don't have to push.
My office. No one minds. Oh, no, my love?
I don't mind.
Good.
Ain't you gonna ask me to?
No.
But I mind.
Shut up.
All right. I just don't like to be overlooked.
Well, make yourselves comfortable. My boys will remain here to keep us company. Now then, what to do about you?
Not quite yet. Mr. Stanley, I need 5 minutes of your time.
5 minutes? Well, I might be able to spare them.
Why would Mona here have wanted Max Carter dead?
An interesting question. I suspect he was blackmailing her. Mona has been a naughty girl. On occasion.
Then she was in Theodore's apartment in order to kill...
I wouldn't kill Theodore. We're friends.
I beg your pardon. I hadn't been thinking of Theodore, however. Mr. Stanley, had you also tired of paying Carter off?
The tense you're using bothers me, Templar.
Oh, stop. You know as well as I do that Carter's dead.
Oh? But Mona, you told Louis and me that you hadn't been in the bedroom. How did you know Carter was dead?
I just guessed.
That's a very tired attempt, Mona.
You know, Templar, you're the bearer of very welcome news.
I am? Then Carter was blackmailing you, huh? Oh, discreet silence. However, it's no longer worrying you with Mona's admission. And by the way, Theodore must be on his way home now, huh?
I wouldn't be at all surprised. Although I can't understand why you assume I know anything of Theodore's whereabouts.
No? Well, in that case, we may as well leave.
Yes, I think so. Will you drop Mona off at police headquarters?
I didn't kill Carter. I would have liked to, but he was already dead.
My dear girl, I suggest that you save that impassioned cry for the jury.
What jury?
The one that will try her for the murder of Max Carter.
Oh, but she won't be tried for that. She didn't murder Carter.
Well, I thought...
I'm sure the police would prefer Theodore.
Theodore?
Of course, Louis. We know he had a magnificent motive. Lieutenant Archer himself said Theodore would be in line for the chair unless he had an alibi.
Yeah, but he's got an alibi. No.
What Theodore will try to say is that he was hired as a tuba player by Mr. Stanley here. Came to the casino, but instead of being permitted to play, he was bundled into a car, driven about for hours, and then released.
Well, that would give him an alibi.
If he were believed. But his alibi depends entirely on whether or not Stanley really hired him. Mr. Stanley has already told us he didn't.
Yeah, but he could be lying.
Possibly, but after a jury heard Theodore play the tuba just once, whom would they believe?
No one would believe Theodore. So?
Theodore would stand a very good chance of dying in the electric chair. However, oddly enough, Theodore will be believed.
Having fun, Templar? First you pinned it on Mona, then on Theodore. Now suddenly you're changing your mind again. What's the idea?
You'll be believed because first I shall corroborate his story.
The jury could think that you were perjuring yourself for a friend.
No. Because you see, Stanley, other people besides Mona and Theodore wanted Carter dead. Let's suppose that one of them got Theodore out of his apartment and then put Max Carter's already dead body in there. That would put Theodore, if you'll pardon the expression, on the spot.
Well, how would this theoretical person get Theodore out?
By making him a fake offer of employment. By seeing to it that no one would later believe in that offer. By also making sure that Theodore would have no alibi for the critical time.
Mm-hmm. That person, according to you, could only be myself. Well, that's a clever theory.
More than a theory, Stanley. Carter was shot full of holes.
That's how I described it.
Yet the sheet on which he was lying on the bed in Theodore's apartment was a lovely white sheet.
That's how you described it.
But it should have been red with Carter's blood. Therefore, Carter was killed elsewhere and moved to Theodore's apartment.
That does it, Templar, I'm afraid. You'd been bright enough to keep your mouth shut. What's that?
I suspect it's the police. I didn't notify them earlier because Theodore was in your hands. What I did do, however, was leave a matchbook in Carter's pocket.
A matchbook?
Yes, one supplied by your management when Louis and I dined here. I knew your plan called for one of your men to notify the police anonymously of Carter's death in Theodore's apartment, therefore I...
Okay, open up.
You're having company, Mr. Stanley. You'd better open the door. They're calling for you.
Well, Mr. Templar, we got through it alive.
Perhaps, but will we ever be the same?
Is that bad, Simon?
Well, I never would have met the Queen of Transylvania otherwise, so...
Simon.
So?
So long live the Queen.
You've been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now here is our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, almost by definition, freedom has been an integral part of America. It is the foundation upon which our political philosophy is based. And now we must reaffirm our faith in that philosophy. This is the sentiment expressed by the Crusade for Freedom. The purpose of the Crusade is simple. First, to bring moral and financial support to a radio station operating in the heart of Europe itself. A radio station which gives the communist-dominated countries a chance to hear the voices of their exiled democratic leaders, to tell the world just what America stands for, and to bring the truth to the ears of subjugated Europe. To reaffirm your faith in freedom, join the Crusade for America, for all humanity. This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another exciting adventure of The Saint. Good night.
This adventure of The Saint was written by Louis Vittes. Our cast included Maggie Morley as Mona and Jack Moyles as Theodore. Victor Rodman was Stanley, Frank Gerst the lieutenant, and Louis is played by Larry Dobkin. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack. Vincent Price is soon to be seen with Errol Flynn and Michael Imperl in William Marshall's production of Bloodline. Saints fans will be glad to know that the comic books are now available on the newsstand. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. Today, Cary Grant and Betsy Drake star in the premiere of a delightful newcomer to the NBC Sunday lineup, Mr. and Mrs. Blandings. It's top listening, so be sure to hear the Cary Grants as Mr. and Mrs. Blandings later on NBC.